Jayarata Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janaballabha Girivaradhari, Gopi Janaballabha Girivaradhari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Janavallabha
Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Yasoda Nandana
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
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 Gopi Janaballabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Janaballabha
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana.
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jamuna Thira Banachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jayom Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Asthotarasata Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayom Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajaka Acharya Asthotarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai.
Yeah.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai.
Yeah.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Yeah.
श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप एक चक्र धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री द्वारका धाम की जय। गंगा मही की जय। यमुना मही की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय। श्री नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी
श्री हरि बोल।
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Ajnanamidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते कोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine Hare Krishna. sing, all of the devotees assemble together at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Sri Gopal, is a great reunion and festival for our hearts. I'm sincerely grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you. And from what I understand, this is the first event in a very long time where devotees are free to assemble in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. It is certainly appropriate and special that it is taking place on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes that of all days, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Purnima, and the appearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are most special. And there are special blessings that are showered upon all those who observe these very holy days. Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Brajendran nanandan ye sachi shuta hoilo se Balaram hoilo nitai. Krishna has appeared as the son of Sachi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Balaram has descended as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lochandas Thakur sings, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are Parama Karuna. They are supremely kind, supremely merciful. Lord Chaitanya is declared to be the most munificent, most merciful of all incarnations of Godhead. It is described in the Vedic literature's various avatars. Yesterday we observed the appearance of Lord Varahadev, where the Supreme Absolute Truth, the cause of all causes, appeared in an enormous form of a boar with his inconceivable, unlimited power. He lifted the earth effortlessly to rescue all of the inhabitants of the earth planet. And in the process, Hiranyaksha, who is a most powerful yogi who was demonic, he attacked the Lord. And with his hoof and with his tusk, he ended the life and liberated Hiranyaksha. Many incarnations of the Lord have come to protect the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion. Narasingadev, he ended the life of Hiranyakashipu with his nails. Lord Sri Ramchandra ended the life of Kumbhakarna and Ravana with his mighty bows and arrows. Parasuram, with his paras, with his chopper, In this way, when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, he performed his pastimes with his most intimate loving devotees, along with Balaram, with Srimati Radharani's, the Gopas, the Gopis, and many times various asuras came. And Krishna effortlessly, whether it was Putana, where he sucked the life out of her as an infant baby, or Sakatasura, where Krishna, he was crying for his mother under a cart. And incidentally, as he was calling for his mother, he kicked his foot and touched the cart with his tiny little baby foot. He was only about 3 months old. And in doing so, he killed and liberated Sakatasura, Trinavarta, Agasura, Batsasura, Keshi and Aristasura, Vyomasura. And after Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka, he began to use weapons like his club and his chakra. But as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Krishna and Balaram, they come for the same reasons, to protect the devotees, annihilate the miscreants, and reestablish the principles of religion. They are supremely merciful because they did not kill anyone. With the weapon of the holy name of the Lord, with the weapon of their mercy, they killed the demonic tendencies within those demons and filled their hearts with love for Krishna. We do not find any other incarnations so merciful. And they reestablished the principles of the religion in the most munificent ways. Hadanama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks, the essence of Dharma. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come understanding that in this age of Kali, people are so unqualified. People are so habituated to materialistic life. People are so incapable of performing real austerities that were necessary in previous ages. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came teaching this Yuga Dharma. Just follow these regulative principles. Chant the holy names of the Lord in the association of devotees, and I will give you pure ecstatic love for Krishna. I will elevate you the eternal pastimes of Vrindavan. How merciful was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya himself extended his mercy even beyond himself by bestowing mercy through Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaurachandra. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are supremely merciful. And of the two, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his mercy is Lord Chaitanya's mercy that knows no barriers. The only time we find Lord Chaitanya lifting one of the weapons of Vishnu is in the story of Jagai and Madhai. Because Nityananda Prabhu, so merciful, sacrificing his every moment to give love for Krishna to everyone. Jagai and Madhai, not only did they blaspheme him, they injured him, made him bleed with the intent to kill him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so angry. His eyes were fiery red, and he called for his Sudarshan Chakra. Nowhere else do we see Mahaprabhu carrying his weapons with such anger, just like he did in all of his previous incarnations. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu intervened and pleaded with Lord Chaitanya with tears in his eyes, "Please give them your mercy. You did not come in this incarnation to sever people's heads like in previous incarnations. You came to sever their false egos from their souls and give them love, love for Krishna." That is the power of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. The tattva of Lord Balaram is so important to understand so that we can really appreciate the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In the spiritual world of Goloka, Krishna's first expansion is Lord Balaram. Balaram is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. He's none different than Krishna in every way. Srila Prabhupada has written that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is Krishna's complexion is like a monsoon rain cloud, and Balaram's complexion is like a white spring cloud. Balaram and Krishna are the one absolute truth, but in the spiritual world, Balaram is always in the mood of serving. And what is his service? He's facilitating Krishna to enjoy all of his devotees and for all of his devotees to enjoy loving and serving Krishna. Balaram manifests as the spiritual world of Goloka to create the supreme, most beautiful, eternal playground for the Lord and the devotees to enjoy. Balaram incarnates, he manifests himself to become Krishna's clothes, Krishna's ornaments, Krishna's seat, Krishna's shoes. And not only does Krishna enjoy wearing these, but most of all the devotees find supreme bliss seeing these ornaments on Krishna. Lord Balaram, as Krishna's older brother, he serves Krishna and all the Brijabasis in this mood of Vatsalya Ras, parental affection. He's a protector of Krishna. He's a well-wisher of Krishna. And he's facilitating Krishna's pastimes with all of the limitless devotees in the spiritual world. He's a cowherd boy, a friend, serving Krishna eternally in Sakyaras, joking, laughing, playing every game that has ever been played in its purest, perfect form. As Dasyaras, he serves Krishna in sometimes massaging his feet, sometimes fanning him when Krishna is tired. And in Madhurya Ras, Balaram, his Shakti appears as Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, to be present, rendering loving service and facilitating everyone else's loving service in Krishna's conjugal pastimes with Srimati Radharani and gopis. In this way, Balaram is all-pervading in his service in the spiritual world. And this is why Balaram is called the original guru, because this is the function of Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, all gurus, is to give pleasure to Krishna, to serve Krishna by facilitating his enjoying love with others and with all other devotees, living beings coming to him. Lord Balaram, as the first expansion, it is through him that the expansion of Narayan takes place. The supreme, all-powerful God of Vaikuntha. It is from Lord Balaram and Narayan that Mahashankarsham Chaturvyuha, that all of these various manifestations, expansions of the Supreme Truth appear. And ultimately, when it's time for the creation of the cosmic world, Lord Balaram becomes Mahavishnu, Karunadakshayi Vishnu, to be the supreme lord of the entire creation. Then he expands to be Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, to be the supreme lord of each universe. And then he becomes Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, where he's the lord within the heart of every living being, the Paramatma, and has his own planet within each universe, Svetadvip. This is the power of Balaram. When Balaram appeared in this world in Gokula along with Krishna, Balaram demonstrated the greatest powers. He effortlessly killed Pralambasura, Dhenukasura, Vivida, Balvala. When all of the Kuru dynasty were offending Krishna, Balaram, with one strike of his plow, he separated the whole of Hastinapur from the earth, and he was about to extinguish the entire Kuru dynasty with all of its armies until they surrendered to him. The power of Lord Balaram. And yet, when he comes to the world as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he does not demonstrate his power in his eliminating the demons. He actually demonstrates his supreme power of compassion, of kindness. Nityananda Prabhu came to this world to cry and to plead with even the most fallen souls, begging us to be happy forever in the loving service of Krishna. He appeared in the village of Ekachakra. It is a holy place that long before the Pandavas resided along with Mother Kunti for some time. His mother and father, Padmavati Devi and Hadai Pandit, they were great devotees of the Lord. They were actually incarnations of Rohini Devi and Vasudev. And they prayed, did austerities with pure love to have a child. This day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared as their son. As a little baby, his golden form, his lotus-like eyes were all attractive. From the moment he appeared from the womb of Padmavati, he completely captivated the hearts, the minds of all of those who saw him. The entire life of everyone in Ekachakra revolved around the single purpose of making this little baby, who they called Nitai, happy. His smile was the ultimate perfection of all of their desires. It is described that when the people of Ekachakra, many of them just simple farmers, some of them merchants, others were learned Brahmins, when they would hold him, it is described he was like a golden puppet of butter. He was so soft, and physically, emotionally, and spiritually, it was the devotees who melted upon holding him, seeing him, hearing his sweet words. As Nityananda Prabhu grew, he and his little friends, they spent all of their time playing games. And every one of their games was reenacting the pastimes of Krishna Balaram and various incarnations. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was the producer, he was the director, he was the leading actor, and he was inspiring all of the choreography and all of the special effects, and the stage, everything. The words that they spoke, he and his friends, were exactly the words from the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Puranas and the Ramayana. And sometimes the people of Ekachakra would ask, "How, Nitai? How do you know and how are you able to teach all of your friends the exact way to perform these pastimes from the scriptures?" Because this is before he even went to school. Nitai smiled and replied, "These are my pastimes." He charmed their hearts But by his own Yogamaya potency, no one could understand the truth of what he was speaking. The people of Ekachakra became so attached to Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, any moment where they were not seeing him with their eyes felt like thousands of years. It was unbearable to them. Nityananda Prabhu at that time was thinking, he has incarnated to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spreading the Harinam Sankirtan movement, in establishing the bhakti of Vrindavan in this material world. How could he ever leave Ekachakra? By his own sweet will, when he was a boy of 12 years old, a sannyasi came to Ekachakra. Hadai Pandit welcomed him. They spoke about Krishna throughout the whole night. Hadai Pandit offered the sannyasi any service that he could render. As the sannyasi was about to leave, he said, please give me your eldest son, Nityananda. This was impossible. What an incredible lesson this is of Hadai Pandit's sense of Dharma. His whole life was Nityananda Prabhu. And Padmavati was the same. For little Nityananda to leave with this sannyasi, there was no emails, there was no telephones, there was no way of communicating. And sannyasis wander, they're homeless, they have no money, they have no facilities. For our 12-year-old child to roam around with a sannyasi like this, we may never see him again. He spoke to Padmavati. Her heart was identical in this profound fear of imminent separation. Padmavati said, whatever you desire. But she knew what her husband, Hadai Pandit, would conclude, because he gave his word to a great devotee. See how Padmavati and Hadai Pandit were willing to sacrifice. They knew they couldn't live. They were sacrificing more than their lives for the principle of Dharma, for the principle of keeping their word to a great devotee of the Lord. When Hadai Pandit was struggling to make a decision, he remembered Dasarath Maharaj in Sri Ramayana. When Vishwamitra Muni asked for Ram, Dasarath Maharaj could not go back in his word to a great devotee. The honoring of a Vaishnava. Most powerful lesson we find here. And Nityananda Prabhu staged it in this way so that his mother and father would have this, would give this lesson to the world for all time to come. It is said that the sannyasi gave a deity named Muralidhar, to Padmavati and Hadai Pandit. And whenever they looked in his face, it's Krishna playing flute, they would see the face of Lord Nityananda. Nitai left with the sannyasi. Hadai Pandit, Padmavati, 24 hours a day, they couldn't eat, they couldn't sleep. Yet, they were so deeply nourished by the remembrance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They cried 24 hours a day, chanting the name of Nitai. They would go to the fields. They would go to the various places in the market. They would go to the forest. And everywhere they looked, they could remember how Lord Nityananda Prabhu played there. How Lord Nityananda was, the various pastimes he performed there. They were seeing him everywhere in their love and separation. And after several months, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati chanting the names of Nitai Chand, they gave up their lives in this world to return to the spiritual world. In fact, everyone in Ekachakra was in the same spirit. The day the sannyasi took Lord Nityananda away, all the people of Ekachakra were searching for him. They wanted to trade their own sons to keep Nityananda Prabhu with them. It is described that after Hadai Pandit and Padmavati departed from the world, the people of Ekachakra couldn't remain there. It was just too ecstatically painful. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda traveled with the sannyasi to various holy places. And then he traveled himself. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes the wonderful pilgrimage of Nityananda Prabhu. A very, very intimate, special portion of Lord Nityananda's pilgrimage took place when he was in Western India. There, he met with Srila Madhavendra Puri. When these two great, great souls met with one another, the love that they experienced was so powerful. Upon seeing Madhavendra Puri's love for Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu fell unconscious. Upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu's love for Krishna, Madhavendra Puri fell unconscious. When they came to consciousness, Nityananda Prabhu revealed his heart. I've been to many, many holy places for many years, but now the culmination of all my pilgrimage is in seeing the love for Krishna within the heart of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was so deeply struck by the mercy and the love of Nityananda Prabhu that he was speechless. He could not say a word. They embraced, they held each other's necks, they cried. Seeing this, the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, headed by Ishwara Puri, Brahmananda Puri, they were struck with wonder. It was the highlight of their life, seeing the joy of Madhavendra Puri meeting with Nityananda Prabhu. For several days, they talked about Krishna together. It is described that during those days, they did not know whether it was day or night. In association with one another, the absorption of remembering, hearing, and chanting the glories of Radha and Krishna was the only reality. It was at that time, although Madhavendra Puri worshipped Nityananda Prabhu, Madhavendra Puri is a kalpa vriksha, a desire tree in Goloka Vrindavan, a desire tree under which Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev performed their most intimate, confidential, loving pastimes. He descended into the world, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna, declared he is the very root of the tree of pure devotional service. Within the sampradaya of Sripad Madhvacharya and Lord Brahma, he was the first to openly manifest the symptoms of ecstatic love in the conjugal rasa of the gopis. He honored and worshipped Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri was the guru of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. With great difficulty, knowing that they each had their mission for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they parted. Nityananda Prabhu traveled to Setu Bandha, and Madhavendra Puri went to the river Sarayu. On his wonderful pilgrimage, Nityananda Prabhu went to so many holy places. He went to Badrik Ashram in the Himalayas. He went to all the places in South India, Kanchipuram, Tirupati, Srirangam, Rameshwaram. He was in Udupi, Kolhapur, Pandharapur. When he went to Jagannath Puri, upon seeing the flag on top of Jagannath's temple from a distance, he could see Jagannath and Krishna in his heart, and he fell unconscious. And ultimately he returned to Vrindavan. He traveled the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He settled on the bank of the Yamuna, in a place that we call Sringarbhat. Sringarbhat is where Krishna personally collected flowers and with his own hands decorated Srimati Radharani's hair with those flowers and showed her revealed her own beauty to her with a mirror. This is Sringar Bhat. Lord Nityananda Prabhu lived there, close to this banyan tree. In the mood of Lord Balaramji, he played with the local Brijabasi children. He bathed for many hours a day, having so many water sports in the river Yamuna. In his mind, he was thinking that my beloved Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living in Navadvip. But I will not go to him until he reveals himself and begins the Sankirtan movement. He waited. During the approximate 20 years that Lord Nityananda Prabhu traveled and met countless people, he never preached. He descended into this world to spread the Sankirtan movement. But in the mood of servant of the servant, he would not preach to anyone. He would not broadcast the glories of pure bhakti until he was given the order to do so by Lord Chaitanya. So he remained in Vrindavan. And when the news came to him through his own heart that Nimai Pandit had gone to Gaya, and there he took initiation from Nityananda Prabhu's own beloved godbrother, Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri was the personal servant of Madhavendra Puri. There is the beautiful story of how when Madhavendra Puri was in his last days, he was physically an invalid who could not walk, who could not sit up. All he could do was cry in separation. And Ishwarapuri was right there, learned scholar, great sannyasi, cleaning the body of Madhavendra Puri, assisting him in the most menial ways, and giving him happiness by always singing the glories of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri blessed Ishwarapuri to be a lover of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwarapuri as his guru. He formally took initiation. It was only at that time did he manifest his own mission. Lord Chaitanya did not openly begin the Sankirtan movement until he was initiated and given the order to do so by his guru Ishwarapuri. And similarly, Nityananda Prabhu did not broadcast the mission of Sankirtan until he's given the order by Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya returned to Navadvip, now all the devotees, their innermost heart's desire were fulfilled. Nimai has become a Vaishnav. A Vaishnav with love and compassion that the world has never seen. The devotees started assembling from various places. Advaitacharya moved from Shantipur to Navadvip. Adidas Thakur moved from Phuliagram to Navadweep. Many devotees were coming. Advaitacharya came from Shantipur. And Srivas Thakur and his beloved brothers, they had been praying for years that Nimai become a devotee. And now they were chanting and dancing with him. But everything was very exclusive. Everything was very private at the time. Nityananda Prabhu walked from Vrindavan to Navadvip. He hid in the house of Nandanacharya. Lord Chaitanya told his devotees that a great personality has come. He told Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, go find him. I had a vision last night where Lord Balaram himself came on a beautiful chariot with the flag of a palm tree. And he repeated again and again, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? This personality was so beautiful, so powerful. I asked, who are you? And he said, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will meet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in his ecstasy of remembering Nityananda Prabhu into the mood of Balaram, and he told Srivas and Haridas, find him. They wandered throughout the day to the marketplaces, to the various homes, to the bathing ghats, and they returned and said, we cannot find such a special personality anywhere. Lord Chaitanya smiled and led the devotees, just the handful of devotees that were there at the time, directly to the house of Nandanacharya. When Lord Chaitanya saw Nityananda Prabhu sitting on a veranda, he bowed down. All the devotees bowed down with him. When Nityananda Prabhu saw his beloved Lord with all of his senses, he completely absorbed himself in seeing the Lord of his life. Nityananda Prabhu fell unconscious. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees ran over to lift up Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur to chant the holy names and chant beautiful verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam describing the cowherd boys. And when Nityananda Prabhu came back to consciousness, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Nitai Gaura Chandra, they embraced. They had kirtan of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas that tomorrow with Nityananda we should observe the Vyas Puja. And by Lord Chaitanya's own will, Nityananda Prabhu resided in the house of Srivas. The wife of Srivas Thakur, Malini, she loved Nityananda Prabhu as her own son. And Sachi Devi, the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she loved Nityananda Prabhu as her own son. Together, along with all their devotees, they would have kirtan throughout the night at Srivasangam. During that time, they would not allow anyone who had even the slightest trace of material desires or false ego to be in the kirtan. Because the kirtans at Srivasangam were none different than the Rasa Leela of Sri Vrindavan. And the elevated platform of the Rasa Leela, to enter into the mood of the Rasa Leela, one has to have a completely pure heart. And one must be blessed by Shri Radha Govinda's servants. So the devotees enjoyed this Rasa Leela Sankirtan in the house of Srivas every night, all night. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur and gave an instruction that no one has ever spoken before. Listen, Haridas. Listen, Nitai. Go to everyone, even the most fallen persons, and give them this simple message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Learn about Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Krishna is your true mother and father. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is your life and soul. Go to everyone. Do not discriminate who is fit and who is unfit. Give this message to all. Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, two great brothers, they wandered through Navadvip and the surrounding area. They went house to house, shop to shop, person to person, any person they saw. They did not consider any material designation. They considered only that the potential to love Krishna is within every soul. Lochan Das Thakur, he sang this beautiful song, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai, that Lord Nityananda and Haridas, when they went house to house, they begged and pleaded. Even people who were very sinful in every way, please chant the names of Krishna. Please accept the love and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga. And seeing their compassion, seeing how deeply they cared, most people, they were transformed and immediately took to the Sankirtan movement and achieved love of God by the mercy of Haridas and Nityananda. For those whose egos were so filled with envy, they rejected Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. In such a state, Nityananda Prabhu would weep tears of compassion, bow down to their feet, and beg them to take the name of Krishna and the mercy of Gauranga. This melted the hearts of almost everyone. Some rejected him. But for others, his mercy was irresistible. And then came the historical event where they saw a crowd of people. And a distance from that crowd were two gigantic, powerful men who were speaking the most vulgar, obscene language, intoxicated with liquor. Nityananda Prabhu asked someone in the crowd, who was this? They said, this is Jagai and Madhai. They were born in Brahmin families in Navadvip, but due to bad association, they are murderers, rapists. They burn people's houses down. They're constantly, they kill cows and drink blood and eat meat. There's no sins that they have not committed. And they're so powerful, even the law and the government is afraid to go near them. They've practically taken the power of the state in their own hands. Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas, our purpose is to deliver the most fallen. We will never find anyone more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. If they become great devotees, how that will expand the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu approached Jagai and Madhai with the simple message, chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, hear about Krishna. Krishna is your mother, your father, your wealth, and your life. When Nityananda Prabhu gave this message, Jagai and Madhai became so infuriated that these two sadhus have the audacity to tell us to give up our sinful activities and become devotees. They felt utterly insulted. Kill them! Jagai and Madhai chased after Nityananda and Haridas to kill them, to beat them to death. Nityananda Prabhu turned around and ran away. Haridas Thakur ran with him. How unimaginable this is. Where do we see Lord Balaram running away from anyone? Where do we see Varahadev running away from anyone or Narasingadev running away from anyone? And yet Varaha and Narasingha are just partial manifestations, expansions of Nityananda Prabhu. But he's running away. And everybody and the crowd of people of Navadvip are watching. Some people thought, look at what a crazy person he is, preaching to Jagai and Madhai, and now like a coward running away. Jagai and Madhai chased after them with all their speed, and Nityananda and Haridas were always just in front of them running. Nityananda Prabhu, so supremely merciful and kind, He was willing to run away from a fight. He could have stood there and killed them within an instant. He ran away and appeared like a coward to the public because he wanted to give love of God to Jagai and Madai. Lord Chaitanya instructed Haridasa Nitai that go out throughout the entire day giving this message of the holy names. And every night come back and give me a report. That night they gave the report. Haridasa Thakur was speaking to Advaitacharya, I don't know what I'm going to do with such a partner to spread the Sankirtan movement as Nityananda Prabhu. Sometimes he dives in the Ganges to play with crocodiles. Sometimes he becomes like a little boy and drinks milk directly from a cow, and when the cowherd man comes to get him, he runs away. And the cowherd man thinks, I did it, and they chastise me. Today, he went to Jagai and Madai right when they were in the middle of a fit of drunken anger and begged them to become Vaishnavas, to chant the holy names. Advaitacharya, he said, oh, this is natural. Because Nityananda Prabhu was always intoxicated with the holy names of Krishna and ecstatic love for Krishna. It's natural that intoxicated people like to associate with other intoxicated people. But you will see, very soon they will be chanting and dancing with us. That is the power of Nityananda's mercy. Srivas Thakur explained to Lord Chaitanya who Jagai and Madhai were and the extent of their brutality, violence, envy, and sins. One day Nityananda Prabhu was wandering through Navadvipa alone and he happened to see Jagai and Madhai. He approached them directly and said, my brothers, please take the names of Lord Gauranga, take the names of Hari Hari. Madai said, who are you? Nitai said, I am a avaduta. Madai picked up a clay pot. And with tremendous wrath and unbelievable strength, he smashed Nityananda Prabhu on the head with that pot. Blood flowed from the forehead of Lord Nityananda across his face and his clothes. Nityananda Prabhu stood there. He said, I don't mind what you've done to me, but what causes me great pain is your own condition in forgetfulness of Krishna. Take the names of Krishna. Seeing his compassion, Jagai's heart was transformed. He begged Madhai, he's a saintly person. He's forgiving us. Don't hurt him. But Madhai picked up another pot and was about to smash Nityananda Prabhu in the head again. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya, who heard what was happening, he appeared there and with eyes glowing with anger, he called for his Sudarshan Chakra. Madhai saw death personified before him. It was at that time that Nityananda Prabhu said to Lord Chaitanya, in this age of Kali, everyone is more or less a Jagayan Madhai. We have come to this world not to kill them. We've come to give them love of God, to kill their illusion within their hearts with the holy names. I beg you, if I have ever done any service for Lord Krishna, I exchange all my credits for you to give love of God to Madhai and Jagai. Seeing the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in this situation, Jagai and Madhai both surrender to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya told Madhai that only if Lord Nityananda forgives you can you be rescued. He fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and then Nityananda Prabhu gave him to Lord Gauranga. And from that day, Jagai and Madhai became pure Vaishnavas. They entered into the inner circle of Lord Chaitanya's devotees in Harinam Sankirtan. This is the power of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu was with him and traveled to Jagannath Puri. From Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his South Indian tour. When he returned, he rejected Kal Krishna Das, who was his personal servant, arranged by Nityananda Prabhu himself, because Kal Krishna Das betrayed Lord Chaitanya during the tour. It was Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the other Vaishnavas, even though Kal Krishna Das made serious mistake and was rejected by the Lord, Nityananda knew the heart of Lord Gauranga, and he completely gave shelter to Kal Krishna Das and gave him wonderful service in the association of devotees. When Lord Chaitanya returned, King Prataparudra was longing and yearning to meet the Lord, but as a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya would not meet a king. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, along with Ramananda Rai, made so many wonderful arrangements to somehow or other assure that King Prataparudra received the complete mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu in a private place in Puri, "You should go to Bengal and preach. Here you are enjoying association of all the devotees along with me in the presence of Lord Jagannath, but what about all the fallen souls in Bengal who are suffering because they don't have Krishna consciousness? Do not come here to Puri like this. Go to Bengal and preach this message of Sankirtan to everyone without discrimination. Do not consider who is fit or who is unfit." It was at that time that Lord Chaitanya arranged for Nityananda Prabhu to bring some of his closest associates with him on the way to Bengal, they were having kirtan. And their kirtan, they were so intoxicated with the ecstasy of enjoying chanting the holy names that they didn't even know what direction they were going. In a strange place, they asked, where is the river Ganges in Bengal? And the people said, you have already gone so many hours off the main road, it is that way. They'd smile and have kirtan toward the main road, and then they'd ask somebody, say, no, you are even more many miles away from the main road. They had no idea what direction they were going. They were simply absorbed in sharing Krishna consciousness through kirtan with each other. And somehow or other, miraculously, they arrived in Panihati on the bank of the Ganga. And there Nityananda Prabhu established such a sankirtan. He was empowering every type of person in their kirtan. He was infusing all of his associates with the deepest compassion. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the nature of this kirtan in Panihati. They chanted and danced in ecstasy for 3 continuous months. No eating, no sleeping. They forgot about those things. Totally absorbed in the holy names. Infused by the loving glance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu went to Saptagram, which is a place that practically no devotees would ever want to go. There was a devotee living there named Udharandat, who was an associate of Nityananda Prabhu. And it was considered in all of Bengal the most materialistic place, where people were so greedy and so completely attached to gold and jewels. And Nityananda Prabhu went house to house and pleaded, cried, and begged for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness and chant the holy names. And soon there were thousands of people, everyone of Saptagram, were on the streets having kirtan along with Nityananda Prabhu. Then Lord Nityananda went to Navadvip and met Sachi Devi. Sachi Mata was in such a deep state of separation from Lord Gauranga, along with Vishnu Priya. But upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu, it was like Lord Gauranga himself has returned. Nityananda Prabhu gave such joy to Sachi Mata. She begged and prayed, please stay here for some days. While Nityananda Prabhu was in Navadvip, a gang of thieves happened to see. He was then staying at the house of Hiranya and Jagadish. And they saw that Nityananda was dressed with beautiful gold and jeweled ornaments. Now, Nityananda Prabhu, why would he dress like this? One time, a devotee was bewildered seeing it, and he went to Puri and presented to Lord Chaitanya, why is Nityananda dressed so elegantly? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Nityananda Prabhu is in the mood of a cowherd boy. Cowherd boys like to dress up like this. He said, the ornaments on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's bodies are direct personifications of the nine processes of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the time was the most austere sannyasi. He would sleep on hard floors. He would only wear the drab garb of a sannyasi. When Jagadananda Pandit tried to give him any type of comfort or sense gratification, Lord Chaitanya would reject it. But yet he's praising the jeweled, golden, silver ornaments decorating the body of Nityananda Prabhu. Because the cowherd boys, they put on their ornaments only to look nice for Krishna. There was no ego. There was no desire to enjoy. They simply wanted to be enjoyed by the Lord. So these thieves decided to rob and kill Nityananda Prabhu. And there is a beautiful story of how they tried in various ways to attack in the middle of the night. One time they had their weapons all sharpened. It was a whole gang of murderers led by a person who was once a Brahmin who became corrupt. They decided they'll wait till it's very dark to attack the house. But they all fell asleep. And in the morning when it was light and the birds began singing, they looked at each other and started blaming. You fell asleep first. Why didn't you wake me up? And the leader said, because we did not properly worship the goddess Kali. So they had special puja. And the next time they came to attack in the middle of the night, there were these huge guards circling the house with weapons, chanting the names Hari Hari. They decided it wasn't the right time. Some important people were coming to meet Nityananda Prabhu. When the guards were gone, in the middle of the night, they attacked. Suddenly, there was a massive rainstorm. The rain turned into hail. Every drop was a ball of ice smashing against them. All of them became completely blind. They could not see anything. Some fell in ditches where scorpions and insects were biting them. Others fell into razor-sharp thorn bushes where they couldn't move. Meanwhile, it was freezing cold, hail, ice smashing upon them. They were suffering so terribly bad. And at that time, the leader, he was thinking, in his most suffering condition of life, on the verge of death, he realized Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Lord. This is all his mercy. He took shelter in his heart of hearts. At that moment, all the sufferings disappeared. The gang of murderers and robbers looked at each other, and the next morning they went to Nityananda Prabhu to surrender their lives. Nityananda Prabhu accepted them. Actually, the leader, he asked Lord Nityananda's permission to end his life for all the offenses he has made. Lord Nityananda Prabhu told him, You are like my little child. Now that you have taken shelter of me and you accepted the holy names of Krishna, I relieve you from all of those offenses. My desire now, I reward your love for Krishna because you have totally taken shelter. Go to all those other gangs and thieves and preach to them and make them all devotees of Lord Gauranga. This is the power of Nityananda Prabhu. They came to kill him and rob him. He could have killed them. But in this incarnation, he put aside his almighty power to express an even deeper power, the power of forgiveness and compassion. When Lord Nityananda was in Panihati, there's that historical event. Raghunath Das Goswami, he came to beg mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami was in the wealthiest, most prestigious householder. He was the only heir to the whole fortune. But he wanted to escape to be with Lord Chaitanya. It was impossible. He knew one cannot get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He came to Panihati surrounded by guards. Lord Nityananda Prabhu engaged him in service. Chipped rice and yogurt, chidadahi. Feed all my devotees, feed all the townspeople, feed everyone this Mahaprasad. And Raghunath Das Goswami, Nityananda engaged him for what he had. He had wealth to use it in such a menial, humble way. The next morning, Raghunath Das Goswami surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu said, because you have pleased Lord Chaitanya by giving happiness to all of these people, now get the mercy of every Vaishnav. This was Nityananda's instruction. Raghunath Das Goswami went to every devotee, bowed down, and begged with his heart for their blessings. And every devotee from their heart of hearts showered their blessings on Raghunath Das Goswami. And he returned to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda declared, because you have pleased all these people, because you have pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you have received the mercy of all the devotees, very soon you will be a confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojana Acharya. He is the Acharya that is teaching by his literature that he composed as well as by his personal behavior the highest state of love of God in the mood of the gopis, love for Radharani and Krishna. Radha Dasyam. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he received that position only because Nityananda Prabhu showered his mercy. Nityananda Prabhu opened the doors to Raghunath Das Goswami to achieve that state. And similarly, when Lord Chaitanya went to Ramakeli. He had kirtan for several days there. And one night, in the middle of the night, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, who were then Sakar Malik and Dabir Kas, along with their brother, Sri Ballava, Anupam, they all, in disguise, they came to meet Lord Chaitanya. First they approached Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. When they humbled themselves before Nitai and Haridas, it was Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that brought them into the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu was living in Bengal, in the village of Saligram, he met Suryadas Sarakela. Suryadas was the elder brother of Goridas Pandit. And by Lord Nityananda Prabhu's arrangement and the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu married the two daughters of Suryadas and Bhadravati, the mother and father of Janavadevi and Vasudha, were Suryadas and Bhadravati. A wonderful marriage took place. After this marriage, Lord Nityananda Prabhu made his base in Kardaha, on the bank of the Ganges, not very far from Panihati. And from there, he established unprecedented preaching, divine outreach throughout Bengal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes Lord Nityananda Prabhu at this time, he established Namhata, the marketplace for the holy name. He's giving ecstatic love for Krishna, the crescendo of love of God, the ultimate realization of Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur, he sings that without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one cannot enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So merciful. Lord Chaitanya described the nature of Nityananda's mercy. Even if he goes into the filthiest place, even if he goes to a place where there's prostitutes and liquor being served, please know he's only going in there to give love of God to all these people. We cannot imitate him. He is the supreme, ultimate reservoir of compassion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, they organized the Namhata in such a way, just like a multi-level marketplace where the only currency to receive the ultimate treasure of all treasures, prema bhakti, the only currency was one's faith, was one's willingness to receive the holy names of Krishna from Nityananda Prabhu. In Surabhi Kunja, in Godavari, he established the marketplace of the holy names. Krishna is not different than his names. If once Nityananda Prabhu's process was very simple, whatever you've done in the past doesn't matter. Give up your sinful activities. give up your offenses to Vaishnavas or others and chant the holy names in the mood of a servant of a servant, and you will achieve the highest perfection. That is the mercy of Lord Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu never ever took credit for anything he did. He was simply delivering the message of Lord Chaitanya and bringing people to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya through Harinam Sankirtan. In Kardaha, Vasudha and Nityananda Prabhu, they gave birth to two children, Ganga, a daughter, and Birbhadra, a son. Birbhadra was an incarnation of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is the Lord within every heart. He's the Lord of every universe. And as Birbhadra, Kaviraj Goswami describes that he was like the root of the tree of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Supremely merciful. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he has given us the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He explains how it was possible. He was living in a little village, Jamatpur, in Bengal. There was a festival. Miniketan Aramdas, one of the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, was there. And he was so playful, like a cowherd boy. But he was so powerful as an acharya. People would bow down to him because he was such a powerful acharya, and Miniketan Aramdas would climb on their backs and slap them with his flute and tell them to chant the names of Hari. The pujari of the temple was not honoring, not paying proper attention to Miniketan Aramdas. And ultimately, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami got in an argument with his own brother because his brother had faith in Lord Chaitanya but not Nityananda. And Kaviraj Goswami said, you cannot separate them. It's like the philosophy of half of a hen. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are one and the same person in two forms. But his brother had no respect for Nityananda Prabhu. And Miniketan Aramdas, seeing this, became very sad and he left. That night, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to Kaviraj Goswami in a dream. He was dressed as a beautiful cowherd boy. And Nityananda Prabhu, chanting the holy names of Lord Hari in a state of ecstatic love, holding a stick, he pointed toward Vrindavan and said to Krishnadas, Krishnadas, go to Vrindavan. There you will attain everything. The dream disappeared. As soon as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami woke up, he immediately left home forever to walk to Vrindavan. He gives all credit to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And while he was in Vrindavan living on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, he was hearing the pastimes and teachings of the Lord from Raghunath Das Goswami, who also was a recipient of Lord Nityananda's mercy. He's praying at the feet of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, who were also the recipients of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, it is by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that we have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And previous to this, the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur was a disciple of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Vasudev Dutta showed great mercy upon Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu instructed him and empowered him to give the world the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just as Lord Balaramji lives forever in Goloka Vrindavan, making every possible arrangement for Krishna to enjoy with everyone and for everyone to enjoy with Krishna, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to this material world, a place of such misery and ignorance, a place of so much fighting and envy in the Kali Yuga. And it was he who revealed Lord Chaitanya to the world. Through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, through the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yes, he is original guru. When Srila Prabhupada was given the instruction in 1922, exactly 100 years ago. This year is a very special Nityananda Trayodasi, because 100 years ago in Calcutta, at the first Gaudiya Math temple for preaching at Ultadungi Junction Road, Srila Prabhupada first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And at the first moment of their meeting, he was given the instruction to take the message of Lord Chaitanya in the English language all over the world. He said, you are educated, young man, take this message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in English. As Nityananda Prabhu took as his life and soul the same instruction from Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada took the same instruction as his life and soul from his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When Lord Chaitanya endeavored to first go to Vrindavan, when he began his South Indian tour, one of the first places he stopped outside of Puri was Alalanath. And there in the temple of Alalanath, an ancient deity that was once worshipped by the Alwars, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had kirtan, and people from all the villages around were coming. Thousands of people gathered around to see the beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing together and chanting. And Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu were calling out to everyone to chant the names of Krishna. And everybody was dancing and singing and crying in pure love for Krishna. And it was at that time that Nityananda Prabhu declared Your name will be chanted in every town and village throughout the world. These were his words to Lord Chaitanya. Your names will be chanted throughout every town and village of the world. That was Nityananda Prabhu's prediction. It was Lord Chaitanya's instruction to him to give the name to everyone and anyone. And that same instruction was given to Srila Prabhupada 100 years ago. When Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to bring Sri Sri Radha Damodar Radha Govinda Radha Madan Mohan Radha Gopinath in his heart of hearts to the world, on that little cargo ship of Jaladuta, he prayed, 69 years old, I'm simply coming to fulfill the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda on the order of my Guru Maharaj. And he did it. Srila Prabhupada did not consider who was fit or unfit. He gave everyone the chance to hear and chant the holy names of Krishna and the Maha Mantra. He established Gorni Thai deities. And now there are millions of places in the world, homes and temples with Gorni Thai deities all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada, he did an astonishing thing. He came back to Vrindavan. And we know all the Goswamis and all the Acharyas have their Radha Krishna deities in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada established the most beautiful deities of Radha Shamsundar. But on the center altar of his temple, he placed Krishna Balaram. Although the most magnificent and merciful deities of Radhe and Shamsundar are in his temple, he named the temple the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why? Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was simply trying to bring people to Lord Chaitanya, knowing if they reach Lord Chaitanya, they get Radha and Krishna. Why? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna in one form. By bringing someone to Lord Gauranga, they are being brought to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. This was Nityananda Prabhu's mission. To make Radha and Radha Shamsundar accessible to the world. But it is only by the mercy of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya that one can achieve that. Srila Prabhupada, he placed deities of Gorni Thai on one side of the altar, Radha Shamsundar on the other side, and Krishna Balaram in the middle. Such infinite wisdom in his mercy. If you come to Vrindavan, approach Radha Govinda through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in their forms of Krishna and Balaram. How to celebrate Nityananda Trayodasi? To humble ourselves in prayer for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And humble ourselves in a mood of the servant of the servant of our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, who embodied, personified, and distributed the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The truth is, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is non-different the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Through our glorious Guru Parampara, at this particular time in our lives, where there has been a pandemic, where so many of our loved ones have passed away from this world, where there's so much suffering and conflict in the world, perhaps imminent wars in various places in the world, we're getting quite graphic experience of what Kali Yuga is. And our scriptures tell it gets so much worse as time passes in Kali Yuga. But there's Kalera dosane nidera jan asti heka mahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha parampraje. Just by chanting the names of Krishna, one can achieve the highest perfection of love of God. It is Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya that are bestowing this benediction upon all in this age of Kali. And Srila Prabhupada has so personally given it to us. On this day, let us celebrate with joy that we have this opportunity to receive Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and to assist His beloved servant Srila Prabhupada in distributing this mercy to the world in every way possible. The greatest power is in the forgiveness and the compassion of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. This is what we've been given. We are a spiritual family. We have each other. To the degree we realize the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we will, in our hearts, fall at the feet of every single devotee who on any level has received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If we're envious of each other, if we're criticizing each other, if we're fighting with wrong intentions with each other, that means we're very much disconnected from Nityananda's mercy. How we should celebrate anyone who receives the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And in the intimacy of our own lives, anyone who's received Nityananda Prabhu's mercy through Srila Prabhupada, who we have all received it from. To chant in kirtan, to chant in bhajans, to chant our japa with this consciousness. To gratefully, enthusiastically serve the Vaishnavas and spread the Sankirtan movement is the way we celebrate Nityananda Prabhu's most holy appearance day. On this day, I sincerely pray to Nitai Gaurachandra, Srila Prabhupada, and all of our acharyas, to shower each and every one of you, your families, and your loved ones with their mercy, Parama Karuna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful katha of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. You took us on a journey from the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita, speaking of the tattva of Lord Nityananda Prabhu first, and then Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes in Keke Chakra, then his meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, and there in his Kirtan pastimes in Panihati, Karda, marriage, and his preaching pastimes. And then finally, the spirit of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's preaching in Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, especially establishing of Krishna Balaram on the main altar. So let us very heartily thank His Holiness Sadhanath Swami Maharaj for this wonderful time for all of us by three times loudly chanting Hari Hari. Maharaj, we'd like to inform you that we have 1,200 devotees on YouTube English channel, and we also have this lecture translated in Bangla, Hindi, Marathi, Telugu, and other languages. And in Shishir Radha Gopina Temple Hall, the organizers told me that till 9 p.m., 2,500 devotees have taken prasadam. And since 6 p.m., we have around 4,000 visitors who have come to temple today. So this is something for today's Nityananda Chaturvedi program.
Thank you. Thank you. By your mercy, Baladev Prabhu, thank you.
Maharaj, your mercy, Maharaj. Everyone's eagerly waiting for hearing your katha, and Maharaj, now we are eagerly waiting to dance in Kirtan. So we request all devotees to kindly stand up as His Holiness Sadhanath Swami Maharaj will lead us in Kirtan, and we will request Shivaram Prabhu to follow in the chorus. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Vastaja Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda.
Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bol,
Ora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Ora Hari Bol.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.
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 Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.
Ade.
Jai Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.
Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.
Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patithanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you very much.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Let us thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj once again by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol.
We are hoping and praying if things go right, then we'll have His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once again with us, if possible physically for Gaur Purnima or in the same setup. Let's pray to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.